Hello.
John, it's Kirsty.
Hello.
I've got a Mrs. McDonald at the door of this services about this guy across the road complaining about the rent. You were the only person I thought of phoning because I know Mantlas is at work.
What should I know?
Basically, he's just complaining that they're out in the street playing after 9 o'clock. They should be in, and that there's three boys and a wee girl. So obviously the wee girl's Darcy.
Right.
And that they're being cheeky and making a lot of noise and basically complaining.
And what's she want to know?
Well, she's here to investigate to see what's happening, what time the kids are out at, and blah, blah, blah. But he's here as well. Can she speak to you?
Sure.
Right.
Hello there. Who am I speaking to? Is it Kirsty's father?
Yeah, I'm Kirsty's uncle. I stay around the corner from her.
Right. Why has she phoned you then? I don't understand that.
Because I'm the only, well, two of the kids probably involved are two of my grandkids.
Right. Well, hello, it's Mrs. McDonald here. I'm part of the Scottish Services Council.
Uh-huh.
The complaint came in, so we thought we would come out just to have a wee chat with Kirsty, and it was from an anonymous neighbour. The kids are making quite a lot of noise right outside.
No, kids playing Kirsty's back door on the swing and the trampoline.
So they're never out the front then?
No.
He's a liar.
Right, so you're saying that the man involved is not telling the truth?
No, he's not telling the truth. Okay. I've got a 4-year-old granddaughter that's not allowed out in the street for a start, and she's one of the ones he's mentioned.
Okay.
It sounds to me as if he's got a raised voice.
Right,
and as
hold
far
on.
As I'm concerned, that's threatening to Kirsty.
Is that John, aye?
Aye.
Right, John. This has got to end the way he's playing in the street, right?
If you want to see me, you come round to my...
I'm not coming round your house. There's no... I'm not doing that. I've contacted the authorities, John. I've been watching through the curtains. These wains are up and down the street.
That's the kind of person you are, is it?
I can hear these wains at all hours running up and down the street. You're a liar. You lied to Mrs. McDonald. You've lied to the authorities, John.
You're the pest that chaps people's doors and can't get away from you. That's what you are in the community.
I feel this is putting a strain on our relationship, John.
We've not got a relationship. You're the people that look through their blinds and kid on their no-in when you come to their door.
I think you've been
that's
a bit harsh.
See, if you ever talk to any of my wains again, I'm going to come on, I'm going to do you.
He threatened me, Mrs. McDonald.
Mrs. McDonald.
This has got nothing to do with you. So you just keep
Excuse
your nose
me.
Out of it, John, right?
Excuse
keep your nose
me.
Out of it.
I'll be coming to your door when I come in from my work.
Well, come in and we'll have a cup of tea and we'll have a wee chat
I'll
about it, John,
you.
All right? You and me could clean this street up.
You're the in the neighbourhood. You're the one that needs cleaned up.
These wee Neds shouldn't be running about, John, at this time of the night.
Right. That's your final comment,
my
on it.
My final comment is keep your wee Neds under control, all right?
Shut up and off.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I've got to start off by saying what a good man we've got there. That was very nice of him to come forward and try and apologise and try to make amends.
Did you hear him calling my 4-year-old granddaughter a Ned?
They might be Neds. I don't know. I'm not here to judge.
They're Neds, Mr. McDonald.
I come from quite an affluent area myself. I don't really know. I don't normally mingle in these streets.
I've heard them saying it there again. They're Neds, Mrs. McDonald.
Uh-huh. I mean, I would let him off for that lightly. It's not that bad.
It's not?
You never take it to heart. No, no.
Are you related to him?
No.
No, you're beginning to sound like him. I don't know what planet you live on.
I've been working in this job for 20 years now.
Right, just about the same time that I've been living in the street.
25 years I've been here, John. 25 years I've been here.
Shut the up.
He's a nasty piece of work, can I tell you? A couple of years ago, he wound Kirsty up, and she said she was going to get him back on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad. I think she might have done that. Kirsty, that was awesome.
John, have you got anything to say?
Well done, Kirsty.
Well, Kirsty's won 100 quid cash, so that's okay.
She can take you out.
She can spend it on me.
John, thanks for being a great sport. And Kirsty, well done. You were brilliant.
All right.
Bye.